Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, have you ever heard about the term rank voting, instant runoff voting? I have not, and so we have brought the mountain top to the mountain. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. Nicole Sanchez is with us. She's with an organization called Better Ballot SC, and she took the time to come all the way up here from, where's that place, Columbia, South Carolina? Columbia.
Irmo specifically, the little town of Irmo.
Little town of Irmo. So tell us a little bit about Nicole.
Well, I originally started my career as a teacher, and that did not quite work out, but it really made me want to engage with people, engage with the community, and when I moved down to South Carolina, I got a little involved in politics, and then I found out, honestly, about this amazing reform that would really change the way our system works and improve voting. And I helped found an organization to make it happen.
Really? Good for you. Good for you. So you came to South Carolina from where?
Pennsylvania.
Where in Pennsylvania?
The Poconos, right
the
on the
Poconos,
Jersey
where the Speedway is.
Exactly.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina. You like it here?
It's a little hot sometimes.
It gets hot in Pennsylvania, too.
It does. Yeah. It does, just less often.
All right. So the Better Ballot SC, you started this how long ago?
5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
All right. And you did this solo, or was there somebody else with you?
No, there was a general movement to try to pull together supporters of ranked choice voting, instant runoff voting. They're the same thing, just different terms for it. And while our scope has increased since then, we always knew that we wanted to generally improve our elections. So there was a core of maybe 4 or 5 of us, and we've really just expanded since then.
Good. All right. So first things first.
Yes.
Please try to explain what rank voting or instant runoff voting is, how it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at its base, you are ranking your candidates in the order that you prefer them, as many or as few as you want. If we look at yesterday's elections, and you want to look at the the Republican governor's race is a great example. There are so many candidates.
6 of them.
Yes. So if you are more small government and like Freedom Caucus-y, like that's more who you are as a Republican, then you can rank Rahm Reddy and Ralph Norman and whoever else you want. And you don't have to rank anyone that you don't want. So
when I cast my ballot, I am ranking my preferences for all the candidates that are there that I have any use for.
Exactly.
So I would rank, let's just use the gubernatorial race. I'd rank Ralph Norman, let's say, number one, Alan Wilson, number two, Yvette, number three. And I wouldn't care about the rest of them. All right. So you got my three choices in that rank. Now what happens?
So let's say that, who was your last one?
The last one would have been Yvette.
Your top one was...
Ralph Norman.
Was Ralph Norman.
Our native son.
So this one, that is true, but this works out because Ralph didn't do particularly well yesterday.
That's right.
So ranking Ralph first means that if Ralph doesn't have a path to victory, your vote transfers from Ralph to Alan. And so your backup choice has been activated. So that means that... So I like to talk about it in terms of, honestly, ice cream. If I send my husband to the store and I tell him I want ice cream, I'm like, ooh, strawberry cheesecake. That's what I really want. And if they don't have strawberry cheesecake, give me some butter pecan. And the world hasn't ended, so if they don't have butter pecan, they've got to have vanilla. And... He's looking in the case, and if my first choice isn't available, we move on to the second choice. And if my second choice isn't available, we move on to the third choice. It's the same idea.
All right. So you're not averaging. Mm-mm. In other words, let's say there's 100 ballots, and they're all scrambled in terms of 1, 2, 3s. My 2 could be somebody else's 1. Mm-hmm. Somebody else could take my 3 and make it number 2. You're not averaging like that.
No.
You're simply saying on my ballot... Based on the total results, is that how you do it?
Yes. So once all of the ballots are in,
right.
You essentially whoever is in last place, I'm sorry, when all of the ballots are in, if there is not a majority winner, because right. If there is a majority winner, they won.
That's 50% plus one.
50% plus one vote, yes.
Okay.
So if there is a majority winner, they won. Congratulations. If you look on the Democratic governor's side, Jermaine Johnson, clear victory.
Right.
He won. No runoff. No instant runoff needed.
Gotcha.
Okay. Back to the Republican side. We didn't have a majority winner. So now we all have to, whoever voted in the Republican primary, is going to have to go back and in 2 weeks and vote in a runoff. However, if we had instant runoff voting, which is why that term makes sense, we already know how you would have voted in the event of a runoff, so you don't need to go back and vote. We already have the information.
Okay, so again, we take 100.
Yes.
We take 100 voters,
mm-hmm.
And 100 voters have voted all over the place. Okay.
Yep.
The 1, 2, 3s could be 3, 2, 1s or 2, 1, 3s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow a computer figures out whether my number one really, as far as the whole group, should have been a number two.
Essentially, I mean, you can do it by hand. Hand counting requires a lot of
piles. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
That they actually hand counted in Ireland, the entire country. It's
so they
impressive.
Do. They do the rank voting over there.
They do.
Okay. So they use
the proportional representation model of it. So
let's stick with what we got.
Fair enough.
I'm getting confused. My number one, mm-hmm. Let's say it's Ralph Norman,
mm-hmm.
does not count. I mean, there's
well,
not
your
enough.
Your vote counted. We see how many people voted for Ralph.
Right, but if overall, mm-hmm. If Ralph came in 2, and not 1, right? In other words, I had him as a number one, but he came in as a number 2 across the board.
Then your vote is still staying with Ralph Norman. Now, let's say you early voted and Josh Kimball is your number 1.
Okay.
Well, Josh Kimball dropped out.
Right.
So if you voted for Josh Kimball, you're sitting there thinking, and I've voted for someone who has dropped out, so I know this feeling. You're like, oh, man, I feel like I wasted my vote. I really wish I could have contributed to the actual, like, final result, or at least voted for someone that is still there on election day.
Right.
And so this is essentially a backup choice. So
it's a backup choice.
Yeah. Well, backup choices, because you can rank as many or as few as you want.
All right. Again, I must admit I'm stupid at this stuff. But so my number one, mm-hmm. If it is not the number one choice of everybody who voted, my number one vote slides over to my second choice to see how that ranked with everybody else?
If your number one choice is the person at the bottom...
Okay.
That is when your second place vote is activated.
Okay, so my Second place, which I guess the example I use would have been Alan Wilson.
That would have been Alan Wilson, yes.
My number one vote goes to him.
Yes. And now in this situation, because Alan did go to the runoff,
right,
and he was the second place person, your vote would have stayed there. But if you had put somebody like Nancy Mace or Ram Reddy, then your vote would have gone and gone down your list of preferences until it landed on someone that you that was in the final result, or you stopped voting because you just didn't like either person.
So in simple terms, this is a listing of your choices.
Yeah.
Here's my 1, 2, 3.
Exactly.
For who I want to have.
Yep.
And if I can't have my number one, I'm okay with number two.
Yep. Yep.
Or number three, however it works out.
Yeah, and don't vote for the person you don't like.
But who calculates all this? I mean, my God, we have enough trouble now getting votes calculated. Your county, by the way, at midnight last night, was one of only two counties in the entire state that had not counted all their votes.
Well, those are county-level issues. For the most part, I also was following the election results last night. For the most part, we got them pretty quickly. And if you look at Maine, they've got a lot of their votes in. Maine is one of the states that uses ranked choice voting, instant runoff voting.
So there's some kind of a computer program that figures all this out?
I mean, we already use computers to tabulate all of those votes. This is just another step in the computer program that allows it. One of the easiest ways to understand instant runoff voting is by doing it. So if you're listening at home, I encourage you to go to betterballotsc.org/polls, and you can vote on something that is very contentious here in South Carolina. Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
And you can see how the votes move or transfer based on the votes, and the first one is always we're not an Alabama white sauce state. So sorry to ruin that for anyone who's listening, but that one is always eliminated first.
So this instant runoff voting,
yes,
is it being used anywhere?
Oh, it's indubitably it is. So 14 million Americans already use it.
In how many states?
So statewide, they use it in Maine and Alaska. They use two different versions of it. But then municipalities and counties throughout the country use it as well. And my favorite example of using it is right here in South Carolina. Our overseas military and absentee voters vote this way. Back in 2011, I think it was, the legislature gave them instant runoff voting as a remedy because they were being disenfranchised. Our runoff period is only 2 weeks, so it is just quite literally impossible to find out that there is a runoff if you're you're overseas, all right? It is impossible to find out that there is a runoff, get the ballot in the mail, fill out the ballot, and get it back to the election commission in time for the runoff.
Right.
So we were disenfranchising our military members. So they fixed it with instant runoff voting.
All right, so you have two states.
Yes.
Plus the military that's doing this, right?
And a bunch of municipalities and counties.
How many municipalities and counties would you say? Dozen
or so. Utah did a pilot program. We've got some in Virginia. New York City does it for their primaries. Both Portland's. Well, there are probably more than two, but Maine and Oregon.
So when you go to talk to governmental entities about implementing this system, they're obviously, the bulk of them are saying no. What are their reasons for saying no?
One of the biggest ones is concern about confusion, because it is a new system, and it is. I admit that. Like, this is new. But I go back to the fact that the voter experience truly is you rank your favorites. If you don't rank anybody you don't like. As I said, they implemented it in Utah for some municipalities there. The first county clerk that implemented it, so very first time that anyone in Utah has ever used this. He talks about how there is concern that particularly the elderly don't understand it because they've been doing it one way their whole lives, which partially is, depending on where you live, isn't true. But the, you know what they have been doing their whole lives? Ranking things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's all it is.
I got you. So this would be a decision by the actual governmental entity to put this in place.
Yes, it needs to go through the legislature.
Through the legislature. But to get it through the legislature, you'd probably have to have bipartisan support from Republicans and Democrats to say, we think this is smarter to encourage the legislature to do it, right?
That is true. And while the session is mostly closed at this point, we had a bill in the legislature. It is a municipal option bill, which just means that municipalities currently have three options for conducting their elections. We wanted to give them a fourth option. That bill has bipartisan support. Jermaine Johnson and Spencer Wetmore on the Democratic side and Neil Collins on the Republican side.
Okay. You are obviously very interested in this, and I would love to, you know, in those areas where this has been used, what kind of feedback do you get from the candidates, you know, who spend a lot of time and a lot of money trying to get people to support them?
So one of the things, I encourage people to check out The Choice. It is a 25-minute documentary that follows a couple of candidates up in Portland, Oregon's first use of ranked choice voting. And they say this, and also other candidates as well, that one of their favorite things is that it cleans up races. It isn't as fiery. Like, if you look at our race, Ralph Norman and Ram Reddy have very similar platforms. But instead of talking about essentially combining forces and trying to take down the more establishment candidates, they just flamed each other and attacked each other. In a ranked choice voting system, and you've seen it, they might have cross-endorsed and told their supporters to rank them first and second.
Yeah.
And that's it promotes coalition building and actual organization between like-minded and not necessarily like-minded candidates instead of cult of personalities and mudslinging.
You know, it's interesting because a number two candidate under this system could, in fact, end up being the number one candidate.
Because
the number one candidate just didn't get enough support to have a clear victory. And maybe the number two candidate would say to themselves, you know what? That group of people that supported number one, even though they weren't successful, made my success possible. So maybe I should reach out to them and say, hey, how about joining in on the fun?
Yep.
And let's do this thing.
It ensures majority winners, and it ensures that you actually have support of the majority. Our partisan primaries do require a majority winner, but our general election does not. So when you have candidates, we have Libertarian candidates on the ballot, Green Party candidates, United Citizen, Alliance. We have Libertarian, if I forgot to say them.
Right.
There are many. The point is there are many third-party candidates who could potentially split the vote, and then we don't end up with a majority winner in November for certain races. This ensures a majority winner, and it allows you to truly, like, if you love Libertarians, and you really like what they stand for, but you feel like you can't vote for them because they don't have a chance of winning, which we've heard. I have many Libertarian friends. They feel they have heard that many times. This allows you to vote for your heart, that true person that you really, really like, and then have your backup candidate so that you're not helping the person you like least.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, Nicole, this is your opportunity to participate in one of the greatest thrills of a life.
Let's do it.
We're going to tell everybody what the heck we do inside of Substation 2. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, 6 days a week. That's all we do here. We don't count ballots. We don't place ballots. It's just number one here for food. And how we do it is in the white letters at the count of three. Everybody ready? One, two, three.
Slice, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
More than 40 years ago, Piedmont Medical Center opened with a promise to provide compassionate, high-quality care. This year, we step forward as Piedmont Medical Network. Two hospitals, four emergency departments, and hundreds of dedicated physicians evolving to care for you today and for generations to come. As we grow and expand, one thing remains the same. Our commitment to caring for our neighbors. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com/about.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very interesting conversation with a young lady by the name of Nicole Sanchez. She is one of the co-founders of an organization called BetterBallotSC.org. BetterBallotSC.org. And it's all about ranked voting. Or, as they call it, instant runoff voting. And the purpose, as you said before, is really what?
It's to fix the system, because our current system does not incentivize leaders who actually want to get things done. It incentivizes essentially people who love the spotlight and not so much public service. We have public servants in office. I am not denying that. But the system isn't set up for them to win. They have to work really, 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 really hard to win, because the air gets sucked up by all these people who are not necessarily focusing on the people of South Carolina. And I want them to focus on the people of South Carolina, because we have real problems. And if we fix the way that we elect our leaders, then we'll get better leaders in office.
We hope. That's what we hope.
Yes.
And you've got two states that are doing this.
Correct.
Maine And Maine, well, you think that's going to be an interesting election up there.
It really is.
And Alaska. Mm-hmm. Right? So the big pushback for other states, I mean, how many states have you made this presentation to?
Well, I am just a representative of Better Balance South Carolina.
Okay.
So I haven't done other states, but there are, I haven't counted lately, but more than half of the states in this country have organizations similar to mine that are talking about this.
All right. Do they feel like they're making progress? Do they actually feel that something like this would be given serious consideration in an upcoming election? I mean, it's a big change.
It is. So it depends on the state. But one of the things I'd like to really point out about, so yes, it is a big change, but we have changed our elections before. And every state does their elections a little differently. I know South Carolina is one of the fastest growing states in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Think of all of the people coming in who are now learning what a runoff is. Because we're the South. Other places don't do runoffs. Other places have, even within South Carolina, we have multi-member districts. We have single-member districts. We have plurality. We have majority runoff. Our municipalities are even able to use the same method that they use in California, where they have just an open primary and then the top two people go to the general. Like, all of these systems already exist in South Carolina. We just want a new option that would reduce polarization and increase representation.
You know, anything we could do to eliminate red and blue would be wonderful. I mean, I think I've said this multiple times in the last 24 to 48 hours. If we could just find a way to start judging people by what's between their two ears rather than whether they have a red label or a blue label, I wonder what could happen.
I would love that. I want us to focus on the positive vision that people have for their districts rather than how much their opponent sucks.
All right, so if somebody besides you and me are interested in this, mm-hmm. what do you suggest to them as far as trying to broaden the conversation?
Well, first of all, check out the website. We have lots of good stuff on there.
Which is?
BetterBallotSC.org.
Okay.
That poll I was talking about earlier where you can rank your barbecue. You can also rank your sides. That one's for multi-winner. So you can test it out there. You can also see, we have a page on why we should do this, and there's more reasons than I have articulated and different organizations and people that have spoke positively about it. So check out the website and sign up to volunteer, because we have meetings where we can go more in depth than I'm able to go in a half hour radio show about the benefits of it and how we can make this happen in South Carolina.
Well, you mentioned the fact that you've got a video. It's a 25-minute video called The Choice.
Yes.
And you can find that on YouTube. Is that right?
Correct. It's the name of it specifically is The Choice Movie, Ranked Choice Voting in Portland. We didn't produce it, but it's a great video that shows the effects of ranked choice voting on an election. Like, they just implemented that. And this is the documentary crew following around a couple of candidates.
Good. Well, Nicole, thank you for coming up today from Irmo.
Thank you for having me.
To be with us. And I hope you'll check back in with us in the future and see how well this thing's going.
Certainly. Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, fresh subs and salads at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. How the heck we do it is in the white letters, and I want everybody, including you, to participate at the count of three. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.